Neighborhood Voice explores community issues through the lens of local residents. We've spent time talking with entrepreneurs about their experiences running small businesses and how they've adapted during the pandemic. Now we're getting local perspectives on COVID-19, the vaccine, and barriers to accessing it. I'm your host, Erica Pfizer, and this week I'm joined by Donna Catalano, Community Development Director for South Shore Neighborhood Development Corporation. Thanks for joining me, Donna.
Well, thanks for having me, Erica.
Can you talk about the role of the South Shore, I'm going to say South Shore NDC for short, in Northwest Indiana and Lake County specifically?
South Shore Neighborhood Development Corporation was formed back in 2018. We looked around Lake County and we were seeing some needs, and we realized there really wasn't a CDC to help out, so it was created. We've picked out a couple priorities that we like to concentrate on. Right now during COVID, we're concentrating on food insecurity, housing, and small business development.
Now, when you say CDC, you mean Community Development Corporation.
Correct.
Can you just back up and give an overview of what a Community Development Corporation does?
Well, it helps develop and look for needs and help our organizations create collaborations, or if they see a need, they look around to see what they can do or gather to help solve that problem.
And all three of those priority areas that you mentioned, mm-hmm. housing, food insecurity, small business development. I think those all became even higher needs, higher priorities during the pandemic. So can you talk about some of the programs that you put in place to help meet those?
One of the programs that that was there when I came last year was Lake County Eats Local. And Lake County Eats Local is a food program to help with food insecurity and to help create farmers markets in food deserts. And we go into areas, and this grant is specific, and we got the grant from the USDA, and it's specific to Gary and East Chicago. Lake County in itself has 27 food deserts. And a food desert is defined as an area or neighborhood where there is no grocery store within a mile radius. So we decided to try and take farmers markets into these areas. And so we are unique in that not only do we go into these areas and do farmers markets, but we accept EBT, SNAP, at our farmers markets.
And that is such a benefit, I think, to people who want to buy fresh produce but maybe are not close to a grocery store or don't know what to buy. Because do you also offer advice for how they should cook or prepare the produce that they buy at the market?
Yeah, we're real lucky because we partnered with the Purdue Extension and their department on community wellness initiative. And so we have a couple people. We've done some educational webinars. We had to revert to webinars during COVID. We've done a couple of tours of urban farms because believe it or not, there's a lot of urban farms in Gary where people grow and they help support other organizations. And we also give out recipe cards. We give out information on how to apply for SNAP. We do all sorts of things. And we do have some giveaways. So if you come to one of our markets, if you're one of the first 10 people to use your SNAP card, you get a free gift.
Well, that's great. Well, what are some of the dates of the farmers markets, or where can they find more information on farmers market dates and locations?
Sure. We have of social media. It's Lake County Eats Local, and you can see all of our markets. They're all listed as events there. We also actually have our own website, lakecountyeatslocal.org.
Well, great. And you mentioned small business development as another one of your areas. Mm-hmm. And I know you did some grants last year or earlier this year. Can you talk about those?
We were real lucky because the Indiana Black Caucus worked with us and partnered with us to give out COVID relief grants to small businesses in East Chicago and Gary. We gave out, 34 grants to small businesses up to $5,000, and it was to help them if their business had to close during COVID, if they needed help getting back on their feet. And we especially paid attention to businesses that were considered legacy businesses that had been in the neighborhoods for over 25 years. One of those was Playboy Barbershop in Gary. Main Street Sports in East Chicago, and then a lot of like hair salons. And we did something a little different. We didn't focus on just storefront businesses mm-hmm. because in those areas, not all businesses have a storefront. A small hair salon in a home or an appliance business where he ran his business out of his home. And those were eligible for this grant too.
And I know studies show that it was harder for Black-owned businesses, businesses owned by people of color, to access the Paycheck Protection Program. And so those smaller loans or grants were really vital to keeping businesses afloat.
Right. And we did give priority to minority-owned businesses, both women and people of color. So it worked out really well. I thought it was a very successful program.
And then the third area that you mentioned was Lake County Rental Assistance, or did you want to mention something
else? I did want to go back a step because we did, not only did we do the small business loans, mm-hmm. but what we also did for small businesses, because they don't have the technology, we did a technical assistance grant. And that we helped 17 small businesses. We provided them $500 to hire someone to help them fill out their PPP loan papers. And so when we tabulated and we did some data collection, that saved about 375 jobs in the area.
Wow.
So, yeah, we were happy with that.
And that's a big impact.
Yeah,
keeping people employed. And
those applications are daunting, let's be honest.
They're long and confusing.
Yes.
And sometimes it just takes a second set of eyes to help you through working that application.
Yeah.
And then I forgot there was one other thing that I wanted to bring up around small business was NWI Biz Hub, right?
That's right, NWI Biz Hub. We received some funding from the Lilly Endowment, and we started a website with SourceLink, with the help of SourceLink, which is an organization that operates nationally on putting together websites for small business support. And we partnered with Unity Foundation in LaPorte County, Crown Point Community Foundation, Legacy Foundation, Center for Workforce Innovations, and the Small Business Development Center with Lori Felt. And so we got together. We took it from start to finish. We met during COVID, started all on our Zoom meetings and everything, and we got the website up and running. And if anybody needs help with their small business, how to get your business licensed, where can you go for some mentoring, we have classes and events listed on our website, and it's www.nwibizhub.com.
NWIBizHub.com.
Yes.
So now I really want to get into the Lake County Emergency Rental Assistance because you're a partner on that. And there is such a need out there for rental assistance. And we know there's a lot of confusion with one moratorium ending and another one starting. So talk about your role as a Lake County Emergency Rental Assistance partner.
Well, Lake County Economic Development Department is received the funding, and these are CARES. These are still the CARES Act funds, and Lake County, Indiana, received $14.5 million to help people who are renters to stay in their homes and keep them housed, and that's really the number one priority. It went into effect, I believe, mid-March. We got the funding and applications opened up, and that will continue probably through the end of the year. We'll have enough money coming in, and then it'll revert and will roll over into the Rescue Act money. But for right now, we're still operating on CARES Act money.
So $14.5 million,
yes.
And that's just for Lake County.
Just for Lake County.
And who is eligible for that money?
The CARES Act money has to be that you either lost your job, you were furloughed, you had reduced hours, you had to stay home and help your kids e-learn due to COVID. It has to be COVID-related that you suffered that financial setback.
So because this is tied to the CARES Act, it has to be COVID-related.
Correct.
It has to have lost your job or had your income impacted because of COVID.
Mm-hmm.
And so what info is needed for someone to come and fill out the application? What information do they need?
A lot of people can actually go online and do the application themselves. However, it is, again, another daunting process. And if you don't have the technology ability to do that, you can call someone like me, and I will sit down with you, help you load everything up, get your application done, and meet with people in person. You need a lot of things. So what I usually do is somebody will call me and I'll say, I've got a list. Yeah, I'll send it out to you. And as soon as you get all your documents collected, we can meet. If you were unemployed, you would need your determination letter from the Department of Workforce Development. If your kids were e-learning, your school sent you a letter saying your child will be e-learning, this many days a week or all the time, and then we could use that. We need your lease agreement. We need we work with your property manager on getting your how much you are in the arrears. We also help with utility assistance. You can apply for that also, along with applying for the rental assistance. And we will help you with up to 12 months of rent. It can be 3 months back, 9 months forward. It can be 9 months back and 3 months forward, but it can't exceed 12 months.
And about how long is this process taking? I know it's not instant, right? It's running through local government, so we know the money's not getting out very quickly.
Yes,
but about how long, does it take when they come to your office and meet you to when their landlord receives the check?
I'm seeing it takes 60 to 90 days.
Okay.
We were hoping for 45, but I'm seeing more of 60 and above. But I keep in contact with all the clients that I see. I've probably seen upwards of 80 clients, and it helps people because it gives you somebody to call and talk to and mm-hmm. say, hey, my landlord is calling me, or somebody put a note on my door, I have 10 days. And then you say, no, don't leave, you have time. Those are just a notice to quit. And the eviction moratorium got extended to October 3rd. So that helps people breathe a little easier. So I just tell them, stay put, have your landlord call me. I talk to landlords all the time, and all landlords too. I mean, it's a source of income for them. So they just want reassurance that this process is happening, mm-hmm. and then they usually can wait.
That's an added benefit of coming in and talking to you and going through the application process with you, is that they have a real person mm-hmm. that they can call or
yep.
text. I know you answer a lot of text messages.
Yes.
And you can give them an answer of where their application is in the
sure.
process and notify their landlord that that their tenant has actually applied for the rental assistance.
Oh, yeah. I talked to an elderly gentleman today who wanted to know where his was. And I said, well, actually, we're waiting for some information from you, because I can look at their application and see what correspondence that Geminis Corporation, who's the lead on this project, what they're asking for. And he goes, oh, I didn't see that. And I said, yeah, we need some stuff from you. And he goes, well, I don't know how to upload those documents. I said, well, come in to see me. We'll get them uploaded and we'll get them over to Geminis.
So do you know how long this program will continue?
I know that we're doing fine on the funding that we have. The rules of the CARES Act money for the Lake County government is that they have to have 60% of it either spent or committed by the end of September. And if they don't, it has to get returned. So the incentive is there to mm-hmm. get this money out to people.
Well, thank you so much, Donna. You shared some really valuable information. Is there anything else you want to say?
Well, if anybody knows anyone or needs rental assistance, give me a call. I'm at 219-736-1880.
And thank you for joining us this week on Neighborhood Voice. You can visit ourshot219.com for information about local COVID-19 resources in Northwest Indiana. This show is made possible by Legacy Foundation, the Community Foundation for Lake County, Indiana.